Welcome to KaiCast. Let's get right into it. So, this past Sunday was my niece's first birthday. Now, I'm just going to say names because there's going to be like three listeners for this. So, whoever's listening to this already knows who these people are. It was my niece's first birthday party. My brother Justin and his fiance Jess. Their child. You know, it's going to be fun, right? I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be like 30, 40 people there total. The party was supposed to be at 2. Was it 2? Now I'm drawing a blank. Yeah, it was 2. Pushed back to 3 because of daylight savings. Whatever that means. Fine. So, you know, for these kind of things, you want to show up to them, like, a little, like 15 to, like, 30 minutes. That's, like, the sweet spot for, like, these kind of things. You don't want to be early, because you're, like, what? You don't want to be super late, because then it's like, yeah, we just dropped in, we forgot. Oh, yeah, we don't really care about you. So, like, 15, 25, 30 minutes, sweet spot. I get there at 3:20. Perfect. I walk into this house, my brother's house, with my girlfriend, who I've been dating for about a month and a half. Bless her heart. We walk in. I'm like, all right, 20 minutes passed. Perfect. I'm going to walk in. Like, hey, Kyler, what's up? We say, some people, you know, whatever. I walk in there, and it is a shit show. Complete shit show. I walk in 20 minutes past the time. You have kids running around screaming. You have Jess's brother and her 11-year-old son bringing in tables. They're bringing in a table as a giant table. I don't know how this kid's holding it. Bringing a table to set in the kitchen. This house is not very big. It's way bigger than mine because I'm broke. So, whatever. Way bigger than mine. But still not very big. So, for like 34 people, it's a lot. Dude, her brother and her son are bringing in this giant-ass table. Setting it up. I'm walking with gifts, putting on the gift table, and at the gift table, Jess and her mom are, like, going crazy, putting up the cake, creating, like, a cupcake tower, extra, and I, my dumbass, forgets to write on the gifts, my name for Gia, my niece, so I'm like, hey, does anybody have a Sharpie? Did you guys have a... I'm being ignored. Like, no one's looking at me. Like, okay, yeah, watch out. Like, people are going by me with, like, weird shit. There's balloons hanging from the ceiling, but they're, like, not blown up enough. So, like, it's, like, in my face. Like, the bottom of the number 1 is, like, in my mouth. And strings at my feet. I'm tripping over it. People are going crazy. Tables in front of me, like, being brought in. And I'm like, can I have any Sharpie? Is there a Sharpie? Hey, is there a Sharpie? Finally, someone's like, yeah, there's a Sharpie. Blah, 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 has one. Top of the fridge? Weird, but... So there was. So I'm like, okay. I look at my girlfriend, and she's just like... She knows 3 people in this house at this point. And I'm like, we need to just get out of here. This is mayhem. My grandma is holding my niece, who is her birthday party, in the one corner of like the house... Looking out the window, my niece definitely just woke up or just got done crying, either one. I'm still dumbfounded by all of this because I'm like, I showed up 20 minutes after what they said. I'm in the sweet spot. I did my part. I'm in the sweet spot. Why is this happening? So, I'm like, we need to go downstairs where there's hopefully no one there. There wasn't. But I'm like, you know, let me see what's going on. I want to find Gia, right? I want to find my niece. I want to give her a kiss. Be like, hey, happy birthday. Love you. Also her godfather. Whatever. Not a big deal. Let's move along. And I see her. And before I can, my grandma's holding her. But before I get there, my brother Justin is in front of me. Vacuuming like the edge of a carpet with white paint all up and down his arms in a wife beater and like sweat shorts. And obviously very confused, right? So I'm like, okay, I can't talk to him because it's loud and he's vacuuming. I just walk past him. I go see my grandma, holding my niece, give her a kiss, and blah, 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 blah. Walk back. I walk back into the kitchen. First, I don't know why I'm still here at this point. I should have turned around immediately and said, "We're not going in there. They're crazy." But I didn't. I turned around, walked back to the kitchen, and I'm like, oh, there's Jess's brother-in-law, who I've met a couple of times. We're cool. I give him a fist pound. He looks me dead in the eyes. Man, this is like 5 minutes into this party. My niece's first birthday party. Looks me dead. This dude is like 6'6", 280. He looks me dead in the eyes. I get fist bump. Looks me dead in the eyes. Straight face. He goes, "You got a beautiful mouth, boy." And so, like, I, like, yeah, bro, like, it's a joke, right? I get it. Like, I mean, I don't get it, but, like, I get it. And so, I don't know what to say back because, like, at this point, like, my ass is just sweating. Like, I'm shitting my ass. Shitting it. And so I'm just like, oh, I'm gonna try and joke back because I'm about banter and joking. Beautiful. And so I'm like, you have beautiful eyes. And he's like, I know. So he says, I know. And at this point, I'm like, wait, so what? Wait, whoa, what? Where am I? This is my niece's first birthday party. 5 minutes into it. What's going on? I'm like, am I at my niece's birthday party? Or now am I at like a gay cruise? Like, where am I? I don't know. I just walk away. I walk away because I'm like, I don't know what's happening. You're scaring me. Goodbye. So at this point, I walk downstairs with my girlfriend, and it's just me and her. Finally, there's no chaos. Just me and her. I bring my drinks down with me. We start playing ping pong because there's a ping pong table down there, and finally, break. My brother eventually comes down, changed and washed up and everything, hair did. And I'm just like, what the hell is going on? He's like, I don't want to talk about it. I was like, what? And he's like, well, Jess wanted to like start a painting project at 1:30. The party was scheduled for 2, got moved to 3. At 1:30, on their daughter's first birthday, where they're inviting like 40 people over. Let's start painting the downstairs bathroom at 1:30. Okay. And so immediately two things come to mind, right? One, that's wild. That's crazy. What? Two, I'm sorry, did your balls shrivel up and fall off? You don't have to listen. You don't have to be mean. Like, I would be like if Jess was like, hey, Justin, first thing in the morning, right? Roll over, sun's shining through the window. It's all nice. A bird's tweeting outside. Oh, it's Gina's first birthday. She rolls over and says, hey, let's start painting the bathroom at like 1:30. Now, me be like, I'm sorry, what the hell did you just say? Because there's no way you just said what you said. Like, no, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. The dumbest thing. But apparently he didn't say that. He's mad at her for telling him to do this, but then he does it. So like, why don't you just go, hey babe, not the best idea. How about this whole morning we just relax and we just get the house ready for the party? That would be a normal response. Didn't do it. So he starts painting the bathroom. Starts. He didn't end. He started painting the bathroom at 1:30. When people are coming at 3. So naturally, you're gonna be running behind, right? You would think. I don't know what they thought was gonna happen. But what happened is exactly what you would think would happen. And so that's that. He goes upstairs, and then my mom walks in with my sister, my sister's boyfriend, And luckily for them, they miss all of this because my mom's late to everything. So being an hour 15 minutes late worked out because the party was just starting. 4:15 is what I expected to walk into at 3:15, started at 4:15. Listen, I'm the biggest procrastinator of all time. My worst trait by far. But there's like a limit, right? Like I would never say, let's start painting the bathroom when we have a giant party. Like, what sense does that even, zero sense. What if I was throwing a party for, my girlfriend's birthday? And I was like, you know what, babe? You know what I should... What I've been wanting to do, we should do it right now. We should do it today. I've been meaning to do this for 3 years. Let's do it today. I'm going to go out back. I'm going to cut down some trees. And I'm just going to build some birdhouses. It's been a goal of mine for 15 years to do that. Let's do it today on your birthday. Like, what? What? What is happening? What are you doing? If it was me, the party would have for sure been late as well. Probably later than them. Wouldn't it be because of that. It'd be because, I was just getting out of bed. But I wouldn't plan something else. That's not... it's just... This whole scenario is why I thought I need to create a podcast. Because I was venting to myself at work. In my brain, because I'm always thinking. I'm always just ranting in my head. I'm like, you know what? This is so crazy that it needs to be... People need to know. People need to know that this happened. Because I feel violated, and I'm offended. I'm very offended by this. This podcast... it's literally 1 a.m., and I'm in my truck right now, because I have roommates. I don't want to wake them up. I feel like a crazy person because I'm literally talking to myself, but that's why I did this podcast because, instead of talking to myself, which I normally would probably just have done, I can now talk into a microphone and people just think, oh, it's okay then. Like, no, it's the same thing. If I was talking to myself right now in my room, my roommates would be like, what are you doing? Like, we're moving out because you're scaring us. As soon as I put a microphone in front of me, it's like, oh, I'll tune in. It's like, well, I'm doing the same thing. Anyways, this whole podcast, I'm talking to all my four listeners right now, which is my mom, Jess, maybe my dad, I don't know, he doesn't know how to work stuff, and my sister maybe. This podcast is so that I can rant and vent. This is like therapy for me without someone to talk to, just talking to myself. So no one can tell me I'm wrong. No one can tell me I'm crazy. This is my version of therapy. I've already, a lot of people already are like, I want to be on it. I want to do this. I want to do that. We should talk about this. I'm like, all right, calm down. I get it. You're excited. I'm going to be a big deal. I know. But, the whole reason for this entire thing was because of this birthday party. It had me so... And I'm sure I'm forgetting something. It's 1 a.m. I've been drinking. I'm drinking Bud Light Seltzers. They're a lemonade pack. Amazing. I don't even know what else to say. I don't know how far it is right now. But this is probably going to be a weekly thing where I just rant about something. It could be 10 minutes long. It could be 2 hours long. I don't know at this point. But, it's gonna be fun, because I have a lot of stuff on my mind, but I don't want to waste it all in one podcast. Tomorrow is Saturday, March 20th. We're all going to the Cat's Meow for karaoke for the first time in over a year. Karaoke Saturday nights at the Cat's Meow used to be, my go-to thing. This continued for over a year. We all know why. Tomorrow night is the first night it's back. I'm very excited. Going with my two roommates, which is my cousin JJ and my friend Nate, and then JJ's fiance Natalie, my girlfriend Kayla, Nate, the lone wolf, and then Jenna, my sister, and her boyfriend Dan. It's gonna be fun. A lot of drinks, a lot of singing. And it's right across the street, so I can just throw them back home. So, I'm going to wrap it up. First podcast of hopefully many to come. People who are going to listen to this in the very beginning, obviously, are just family and friends. And I think a lot of them are going to be like, oh, are going to think like, oh, I don't know him like I thought. Because, I'm gonna swear, sorry, I know, keep me in your prayers. Who knows what I'm gonna talk about. Especially when I'm drinking when I do this, I'm just not gonna care. And I'm gonna talk about weird shit, nasty stuff, so. Don't tell your parents about this, because I don't want them to think differently of me. But, yeah, this is the first podcast. And it is officially over. I will see you next time. Oh, wait a minute. I just remembered something that I have to put in this still about the party. Before we go. So like I said, my mom, my sister, and her boyfriend show up like an hour, 15 minutes late. And, this dude, my sister's boyfriend, his name's Dan. He shows up, hair is way shorter than normal. Way short. Usually it's like, you know, combed to the side, brushes it in the air, and girl, you know, like he's, you know, a good looking dude, whatever. Shows up, buzz on the sides, there's no flow in the front now, it's like a short, spiky, like a dad short, spiky front thing. You know what I'm talking about, there's a thing. And, He comes in already, like, trashing himself a little bit, which is a great move. I do the same thing, because if you trash yourself, they can't get you, and they can't hurt you, right? It's like, I look like a fireman. I know, a fireman? Fireman. Yeah, my hair is like, you know. Also, he shaved everything but a mustache, so he had this weird police dad fireman haircut, also shaved everything but his mustache. I mean, you're asking for it. At this point. They all come downstairs, obviously to get out of whatever's happening upstairs. And, I then notice when there's not crazy people, he's wearing like a long sleeve, like a sweater, khaki pants, and like, I think they're kind of like boot, like nice boots thing. I'm like, dude, I don't know what happened to Dan since I last saw him, but he has very much changed. He looked like his name was Ken now. He's no longer Dan. His name's now Ken. Ken Adams. Friends reference, if you know what I'm talking about. Looks like his name's Ken Adams. He looks like he'd be in, like, a magazine for, like, home goods or, like with his family, like, around the Christmas tree, like, opening gifts. Like, this is Ken and Sarah, and they're three beautiful gifts, and, like, their products in the background, like, he's either that or he's pushing like a fertilizer. He's fertilizing his lawn with a thumbs up. Like, this is how Ken does his lawn. Like, that's what he looked like. It was disgusting. And I'm like, I hope Jenna doesn't break out with you today. But if she does, we all understand. We're not gonna be like, oh, why did you? We're like, oh, because he looked like his name was Ken. Yeah. So I needed to, throw that back in there so that everyone knew that as well. I felt like there was another thing, but I don't think there is, honestly. Oh, yeah, of course. Nope, that's not a thing. Never mind. I thought of something, but nothing's there. So, now we're officially going to end the podcast. And, give me a break because this is the very first podcast. So please, like, oh my gosh, he's all over the place. He ended it and then came back in with a story. Like, okay, it's my first one. Sorry to disappoint you, Mom. Like, what? This is now officially the end. And I hope you all tune in next time.